presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, and this is Glenn Riggs bringing you another exciting episode in the adventures of your favorite flying hero, Hop Harrigan. As you know, Hop and Tank are now in Berlin, getting things set to ease the triumphant entry into the Nazi capital by Allied troops. With the zero hour for the big push growing closer and closer, it won't be long before that great day dawns, the day when our boys will march into Berlin. Now, of course, it can't be too soon for all of us, and that includes the boys at the front. They're doing their share and more to bring the day of victory closer. Are we doing everything we can to help? We've all got to buy a little more than our share, perhaps even a mite more than we could think we can afford. Believe me, it's well worth the sacrifice. Let's all get behind this fourth war loan drive and push it way over the top, just like we expect our fighting forces to push the forthcoming invasion campaign to a quick victory. And don't forget, America needs flyers! And now to our story. In search of Dr. Keller, the man who stole the papers containing secret information on German air strength, Hoff and Walters, the American agent, followed two Gestapo officers to Keller's home, determined to get the papers back. Hoff suspects that Keller is playing a lone hand, out to get as much as he can for the information. But he doesn't know that Keller has made arrangements with the Gestapo to double-cross the boys, to have them captured as soon as the Allied governments pay $500,000 in gold to a bank in a neutral country for the information. Hoff is also unaware that Heinrich Himmler, the dreaded chief of the Gestapo, is on the trail and has spread a tight net around the town of Schaftesheim in an effort to prevent their escape. As we continue today, we are back in the house on the public square, the secret headquarters of the pro-Allied underground. Hoff and Walters have been away for more than 3 hours, and Tank, restless and worried, has gotten out of bed and is wandering around the rooms of the top floor. He has found a shortwave radio receiver and is trying to pick something up.
Maybe this thing will reach out and bring in something from the USA. It'll do me good to hear somebody talking American for a change. Let's see now. The overseas band ought to be somewhere along this end of the dial. Come on now. Don't tell me nobody is talking. Hey, maybe I got something. Let's see. This ought to be the volume control. Heine. I don't want to listen to that hot air.
The escaped prisoner, Harrigan and Tinker, must be found.
Hey, he's talking about
all
me and Hop.
Leading to and from Schaftesheim are to be patrolled by armored cars. Barricades are to be erected at each intersection. Guards are to be posted 25 yards apart in a circle around the town. Companies of 10 men each will proceed down the streets of Schaftesheim itself, searching every house and checking identification cards of all occupants. Nothing must be left undone in locating these men.
Holy cow!
Those are the orders. Carry them out. If Harrigan and Tinker are not captured, dead or alive, within 24 hours, severe disciplinary action will be taken. That is all.
Jumping Jennies. They're out to get us, but good. And Hopper's wandering around town looking for Dr. Keller, and he don't know about it. He'll be caught, sure. I gotta tell him. I gotta find him somehow and tell him.
Disregarding his own weakened condition and his anxiety for Hop's safety, Tank hurries downstairs to the secret underground passage and makes his way through the restaurant out into the public square. His chances of finding Hop are seemingly hopeless, but the necessity of warning him drives Tank on, and he begins to walk slowly down the street. Meanwhile, Hop and Walters have gained entrance to Keller's house through the roof, and we find them now cautiously walking down the stairs, searching for the treacherous doctor.
Careful, Walters. We're down to the second floor. We may bump into him any time now.
I'm ready.
When he sees us, he may start trouble. Don't use your gun unless you have to. Now, what time is it?
just a few minutes past 12 noon.
That plane is supposed to pick us up at 2 a.m. Only 14 hours to go. We must get those papers.
Funny we haven't seen anyone yet.
Hold it, Wallace. Someone just came out of a room on the floor below.
Can you see who it is?
Wait a minute. I'll lean over the banister.
Be careful, Harrington.
We're in luck, Walters. It's Dr. Keller.
What's he doing?
He's standing by the window near the front door, looking out.
Is he alone?
Yes. He seems to be looking for someone, though. Come on.
What are you going
to
do?
Get down the stairs and meet him. Follow me, quietly now.
He's still looking out that window.
He'll be surprised when he turns around. We're almost to the bottom of the stairs now. Careful.
Looking for us, Dr. Keller?
No.
Surprised to see us?
Why, I did not know you were here.
That's too bad. Evidently, your man, Brugger, forgot to tell you.
Brugger? You saw him?
Yes, we saw him, much to his regret. Come away from that window, Doctor. Anyone passing in the street might think you are cold. You're shivering so.
Well, it is a little chilly.
Yes. I suggest we retire to a room where we can be comfortable. We'd like to talk to you, Doctor. Privately.
Of course. My study is just the place. This way, please.
Just a moment, Keller.
Yes?
Where is your study?
Just off this hall. Through that door.
Walters, check the room first.
Right.
You are a very suspicious man, Lieutenant Harrigan.
Let's say I'm a cautious man. How about it, Walters?
All clear in here.
Very well, Doctor. After you.
Thank you. If I may ask, how did you get into the house?
There was a convenient skylight on the roof. You shouldn't leave it unlocked if you don't want unexpected company.
I shall remember that. Here we are. Won't you sit down, gentlemen?
Thanks. Watch the door, Walters.
I'm watching.
Now, Harrigan, what is it you wish to talk to me about,
It's the other way around, isn't it, Doctor? You want to talk to us, don't you?
I'm afraid I do not follow you.
Last night, a set of important papers were stolen from me while I slept. Papers the Allied government would give much to have, and the German government much to keep.
I am beginning to understand.
I rather thought you would. Only four people knew where those papers were hidden. Myself, my friend Tank Tinker, Walters here, and you, Doctor.
Yes?
And of the four, only one had either the opportunity or the motive to steal those papers. I don't have to mention his name, do I?
No, I do not think that necessary. You know, you're a very intelligent young man, Harrigan.
I didn't come here for compliments, Dr. Keller. I came for the papers you stole.
Softly, Harrigan, softly. You shall get the papers. Under certain conditions, of course.
What do you mean? Under certain conditions?
We might call them financial conditions. A matter of $500,000 in gold.
Are you crazy, you double-dealing rat?
Hold it, Walters. I rather thought that was your game, Doctor. If you'd been a Nazi agent, you would have handled the matter differently.
I am not a Nazi agent. I have no sympathy for either the Nazis or the Allies. I'm interested only in myself, Gustav Keller.
So you want $500,000, eh? And where do you think we can get it?
From your government, of course.
Oh. In other words, all I'd have to do would be to reach England, get the money, and then return here. Very simple.
Do not make jokes, Harrigan. I have worked with Walters long enough to know that the underground is in constant communication with Allied headquarters. You will inform them of the circumstances and instruct them to deposit the money in gold in a bank in Switzerland under my name. When I have heard that this has been accomplished, through a reliable friend, of course, you will be given the papers. And, I shall bother you no longer.
Well, that's quite a plan. But it'll take time, you know.
Only as long as the Allies wish it to take. The whole transaction could be completed by tomorrow.
Tell me, Doctor, what has the German government offered you for the papers?
I have not contacted them yet.
No? Then the two Gestapo officers were here on a social visit, I suppose.
Why? How did you know about that?
Never mind. What were they doing here?
They merely wanted to question me about the operation I performed on your friend.
And what did you tell them?
I said the man on the table was a farmer who had suffered an accident. But enough of this talk. You have heard my terms, Harrigan. Now, what do you say?
How can I be sure you'll turn the papers over to me after the money has been deposited?
You will have to take my word for it. And I assure you, I have never broken a promise.
Neither have I, Dr. Keller. I promised to get those papers back to England, and I'm going to do it.
Ah, I take it then you will agree to my proposal.
Harrigan, you can't.
No, Dr. Keller, I'm not agreeing to your proposal. I'm just telling you that I'm taking those papers with me when I leave this house, if it has to be over your dead body.
Ah, you're a fool. Do you not realize I can turn you over to the Gestapo in a moment?
Not without putting your own neck in a noose. Now, you're going to hand over those papers?
Of course not.
Then I'll have to beat them out of you.
What?
Come over here, Keller, where we'll have plenty of room. I'm going to give you a little boxing lesson.
No, I cannot fight. I have a weak heart.
Sounds more like a weak spine. Are you going to hand over those papers, or would you like a dose of American medicine?
Oh, I will not have a chance. Walters will shoot me if I defend myself.
We don't fight that way, Keller. Now, once and for all, do I get the papers, or do you get a beating?
No, I will not give them up.
All right, then. Let's see how you look with your nose flattened all over your face.
Stand where you are, Hagen.
What the...
Good Lord.
Bulger!
Don't reach for your gun, Hagen, or I shall blow a hole in Walters' head.
Shoot, Harrigan. Forget about me. Get Keller.
Don't move.
All right, Brugger. You win.
Put your hands up. Herr Doctor, if you please, take the gun from his pocket.
Yeah, Brugger. Ah, I have it.
Danke, mein Herr. Now, both of you, stand against the wall, together. Your hands in the air.
I'm sorry, Hop. I didn't see him. He came up behind me.
That's not your fault. We didn't figure on his recovering from that clout on the head so soon.
Schweiner, I've not forgotten that.
Brugger, you have saved me from a most uncomfortable situation. I shall reward you for this.
Danke, mein Herr.
And you, Harrigan, you were going to give me a boxing lesson. Let this teach you better manners. And this. How do you like my lesson in fighting?
You do pretty well. With a gun backing you up.
And I shall do much better as we go along. But first, we will resume our business conference. My conditions are still the same. $500,000 for the papers. And this time, you have no other choice than to accept.
Smiling triumphantly, the treacherous doctor faces Hop with all the cards stacked in his favor now. He has the papers, and he has Hop trapped. What will happen? Will Hop be forced to yield to Keller's terms? Terms that we know will place him in the hands of the Gestapo. Don't miss tomorrow's startling turn of events. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. And now, before saying so long until tomorrow, just a word to remind you that waste paper and all kinds of salvage are still important to America's war effort. Keep on looking for paper, tin, and other metal salvage, and turn it into your local salvage depots as fast as you collect it. Keep after mother to save and turn in waste fats. And remind the grown-ups in your family about the importance of giving blood to the Red Cross. The president has told us to expect many casualties before this war is over, and blood plasma is necessary to save lives. The blood given by your family and friends may be responsible for bringing back alive your brother, father, cousin, or neighbor. So keep on punching. Don't even for 1 minute relax in your efforts to help speed victory. And remember, America needs flyers.
CX-4 to control tower. CX-4 to control tower. Standing by.
Control tower to CX-4. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan taking off. See you tomorrow. Same time, same station.
Hop Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.